Fook and Lindsay and Dusty. And yesterday we talked about and played you the interview with Satan's attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And thought it was interesting. It's there's kind of a bit of a free speech, freedom of religion thing going on in Phoenix. And I find that when most people kind of invoke, oh, hey, that's against the freedom of religion, that's against the freedom of speech, they're really talking about, well, that's against my religion and things
right.
that I want to say.
Absolutely right.
Very rarely do they see it's really for everybody.
Right.
And that's kind of what's going on. The Phoenix City Council, they recite a prayer before going into talking about things, whatever they do before their council meetings. So a Satanist group wants to perform a satanic invocation before the city council meeting because, hey, if one group can do it, why can't we?
Right.
Or no one gets to do it. We actually have... They had a meeting last night. They have the results. But let's listen to the argument from the attorney for the satanic group, Stu Dehan, who was on the phone with us yesterday.
Good, how are you?
Good, man. I think our first question is, so, like, what level of Satanist are you?
What level?
Yeah.
Are you asking for titles or how devout I am?
I guess, like, I don't know, maybe Grand Wizard being the top. Like, Grand Wizard, you have, like, the like Satan's Amex black card. To just kind of like, you know, the thing with the horns that you sometimes wear on Halloween. That hot chick wear.
They call the members Templars at this point.
Oh.
Templars. Yeah. Okay. Well, so... When we think Satanist, do we, like, what might come to mind, is that probably what's accurate?
I guess what she's asking is, how much of a virgin's blood have you spilled today?
Well, the day is young.
Okay.
Satan to us is a metaphor. We're not devil worshippers. There's a lot of imagery with it that, you know, there's all kinds of people involved in this, just like many other religions or faiths. So I don't think you can, you know, describe it as one thing, but we're definitely not riding around on broomsticks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you even call yourself Satan's attorney? Which is a great, great business card.
I am an attorney, but I am not an attorney for the Satanic Temple. I'm a criminal attorney. What we're doing right now is a civil rights matter up in Phoenix.
Yeah, tell us about that. I guess, how is the idea first broached to this? I guess it's that they do their city council meetings and they have a general Christian prayer before every meeting. And whose idea was it to say, you know what, it's Satan's turn?
Well, originally what happened was there was someone from the secular humanist organization that wanted to give an invocation, and there was some case law that came down from the Supreme Court a couple years ago that said you don't have to be a deist or, you know, be a God-worshipping person to be able to give an invocation. So she was able to give that invocation. Our organization caught wind of that, and all we wanted to do was participate and enjoy the rights that all other religious faiths, whether they're deist or not, have been enjoying.
We are talking with Stu Dehan, who is Satan's lawyer, fighting to have a Satanist prayer before a city council meeting. From what I recently read, the city council itself, or at least the Phoenix attorneys, are like, you know what? The Satanists are right.
Well, we are right. I mean, there's no doubt that we're right. You don't get to discriminate against an organization, a religious organization, because you don't like it. The Phoenix City Council doesn't get to dictate what's an appropriate religion to be included in the government forum.
So when are you scheduled to hail Satan in front of the city council?
The invocation is scheduled for February 17th. However, tomorrow there's going to be a vote in the city council in a blatant discriminatory move to try to block us from doing it.
Mm. By the way, can we hear a little bit of the prayer?
Yeah.
You know, we're not revealing that at this time.
Okay.
Will a pentagram be drawn?
I'll just say that our message is it comes from a place of logic and reason, and there's nothing offensive about what we're going to do. We're not there to be disruptive.
Delivered by a talking goat.
It'll be delivered by Michelle Short.
Oh, Michelle Short, by the beautiful tattoo model. I know she has other talents too, but man, she's absolutely lovely. Been checking her out on Facebook.
Yeah, and she will be the one physically giving the invocation as we have it planned thus far.
What a circus. Have actual Satanists, like card-carrying Satanists, contact you saying, right on, man?
I've had an outpouring of support from both people within the Satanic Temple, from atheists, and even from other religious denominations. I've had a lot of Christian support saying, you know, we believe in the Constitution. We believe that everyone needs to have their voice in this, and we're glad you're doing it. So I've had support from pretty much all kinds of different people at this point.
But Satan himself has not contacted you on Facebook or otherwise.
We do not believe that Satan exists as an actual being.
Okay, right. They don't believe as Satan. Okay, that's, yeah.
No, this is a human rights grab or constitutional rights grab.
Yes.
I think that's clear.
I was just going to say, you know, my family calls me Lucifer. That's my nickname. So I kind of feel like this bond going on right now.
Oh, all right.
Well, good. Lucifer is the bringer of light. You should take that as a compliment.
That is true. Absolutely.
I think the whole thing is hilarious, but I know that must be an incredible circus down there. Anything else interesting from taking on this fight that you feel like we should know?
You know, this every day I get asked that, I feel a little differently about it. And at this point, I am amazed, absolutely amazed it's gotten this much attention, because what we're doing should not even be something that's in question. Mm-hmm. We are merely trying to participate and exercise a First Amendment right. And the fact that this is being so vehemently challenged or questioned, you know, makes me ask a lot of questions about the competency of people in government that don't understand basic constitutional law. And that's a little disturbing to me.
So that was yesterday. And they had a meeting yesterday, the Phoenix City Council, and they said, well, you know what? We really don't want the Satanists to do this, so we're canceling all meetings or all prayers prior to our meetings.
Right.
So essentially, they won, but no one is going to be saying a satanic prayer.
Right.
Right. So a victory for constitutionalists, but not Satanists.
Yeah. 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 I was just thinking, what if these guys were, granted, it is not a religion, but think of the religion like that. For some reason, I think Satanism is just hilarious. I think it's funny. Okay. But what if a group of neo-Nazis wanted to do some sort of prayer before the city council? You know, would this be as funny? Would anybody be going, we need to protect constitutional rights in this way?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Probably not. Probably.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.